Christopher Media, the Weedsman Podcast.
Cures rickets, polio, conjunctivitis,
AIDS.
AIDS.
Let's just go hog wild.
Begin the car accident, you just use a little bit and you'll be fine.
Yeah, rub it on your car and yourself. It'll fix your car and your bones.
Try this special trick to get out of traffic tickets with Rick Simpson oil.
Rub it on the cop. He'll just go away.
The Weedsman Podcast. Every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsthmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's Unregimented.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
The song is so dumb.
I wonder how many bars this song is playing in right now at this moment, though. It's 11:30 on the day before Thanksgiving.
How much regret is being
how
made?
How many bad decisions are being made right at this moment? Yeah, I'll fuck them. There's a scab on that. She can't pass that to me. So it's the scab's turned over. As long as the scab's there,
so
I can't catch anything.
That's so gross.
It's not blood to blood.
That's nasty.
These are decisions being made right now. So what if he's married?
I like that video for that song.
The Hank Hill Addiction? Turned down for fault. Turned down for fault. God damn it, Bobby. Turned down for fault. Have you guys seen that? You guys haven't seen the Hank Hill Turned Down for What video?
No, I'm sure there's a thousand.
There is, but the Hank Hill one's the funniest. He's just sitting there vibrating. That's pretty much it. He's just shaking up and down really fast.
Oh, wow. All I had to do was hit H.
Oh, you think there's two of you?
Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
John songs is nothing but a loop.
It works though, amazingly, every time.
Thank you for listening, liking, and sharing Unregimented on Facebook and following us on Twitter at Unregimented Pod. You can also subscribe to Unregimented on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find Unregimented on Stitcher Radio. You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media show every day of the week. Sunday, Eminem Question Everything. Monday and Thursdays, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, oh, I have to apologize. Last time we did this, I did not mention the Toddzilla X-Pod. And I noticed it, and he noticed it. There was a fight, perhaps a standoff, firearm, SWAT team, police, high-speed chase. But no, it's not. It's cool. It wasn't intentional. But make sure you're checking out the Toddzilla X-Pod. Go to ToddzillaX.com. Hit him up at Toddzilla X on Twitter. Throw a little bit of extra plugs there for him. A little bit of retribution on my end. Tuesday's the Weedsman Podcast bonus nugget. That is the precursor for the big show on Friday. Wednesdays, we have the projection booth. And, of course, we have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. And Saturday, Noah with the captain's table. All that nerd culture, the geek culture, whatever you want, gaming, LARPing. He's hitting on it and he's talking about it. It's cool. Check him out. If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. It is that time of year. You're going to be on the internet. You're going to be buying things. You're going to be at Amazon. So please do us a favor. Go to ChristopherMedia.net first. Click on our Amazon banner. Bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra. And when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link. You're helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter for free, or you can enter paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
Have you ever seen the episode of All in the Family where the Jeffersons are on it, and one of his...
The N-word, unbleeped.
His son is getting married to a woman who her...
Happens to be black?
No, she's... No. The Jefferson's son is getting married to a black woman, or actually a woman of mixed race, because her father's white and her mother's black. And so they're having some sort of reception for it or whatever.
How long has Lionel known this girl?
About 2 months.
Only 2 months and they're engaged already?
That's right. I blame it on daylight saving time.
Lionel's engagement.
Oh, you take good care of this pretty little lady. Now,
yeah, I'll do that.
I like your family, Lionel. They all seem so nice.
Oh, they got you food too, huh? So what happened to your folks?
Well, they'll be here soon. Lionel, have you told your father about my parents yet?
Oh, you mean about them being werewolves?
Oh, serious.
No, there's some things you don't tell my father till it's too late.
But Lionel, I'm worried.
Listen, relax. Everything's going to be okay.
Peter, you don't have to be nervous with a colored crowd. Just keep your eye on me.
Hey.
Miss Down, oh.
No, I ain't looking for that. No. Do I look like an elk?
Oh, hello, you two.
Hi there.
Oh, it's so nice of you to come, Archie.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, they are over at our house picking up some records.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, can I introduce you to everybody?
Oh, well, I'll tell you the truth, Mr. Chase.
Or would you rather have a drink first?
That's the guy I want to meet, the bartender.
Oh, look. Hello, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bunker.
Hey, Jefferson there. How are you? Listen, that formal invitation you sent by your wife, I think that was very white of you.
That's exactly the way I felt when I did it. George, why don't you take Archie over to the bar and offer him a drink?
Hey, Jefferson, I seen you hosing down your porch yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Seems like, I think...
Hosing down yours.
Everybody remembers Archie Bunker as a racist. I don't think everybody remembers...
George Jefferson
as a racist. I mean, he was just as racist as R.G. Bunker was.
Yes.
What about you, sir?
Scotch and soda, please.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jefferson, there's a switch for you. This guy giving you the big yes, sir.
Why? He's a bartender, ain't
he? Yeah, but what I meant was I'm used to having it the other way around.
Oh, yeah? How many servants you got in that mansion you living in?
What do you mean by that?
Let me tell you something about people.
There you are.
Thank you. That bartender's willing to work for me because if you got enough green in your pocket, then black becomes his favorite color.
Boom.
George, that's your third drink.
I know that.
Put it down.
Mama, will you leave me alone, please?
I said put it down. You've had enough.
Look, Mama, I'm a big boy now. I don't need you to blow my nose for me. Now, will you leave me alone?
George.
Hey there, Jefferson. That ain't very nice, talking that way to your little mammy here.
Dude, this would never be on today. No way.
You call him mammy. Well, don't you dare call me mammy. I'm nobody's mammy. I'm his mother. Now, if you've got anything to say to me, you call me Mrs. Jefferson.
Oh, she's Mrs. Jefferson.
Don't talk to me. And don't you try to make a big either.
Mother Jefferson, what's wrong?
No, I'm getting out of here.
George, what's going on?
He called Mama Mammy.
Oh.
I didn't think I was doing nothing wrong. I thought all colored people called their mothers Mammy. Well, I did, Jefferson. That's what I always heard. She's Al Jolson called his mother Mammy for years.
See, that's what you get for inviting white.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
just gloss over the fact he called him colored.
Yeah. The second time he's used it.
Oh, yeah? What are you, the caterer? So what are you doing here, a white guy?
I'm a guest. What are you doing here, a white guy?
I'm the family's white friend.
Jenny! Oh, Mom! You look beautiful.
Oh, so do you, baby. So do you.
You see that little girl over there? That's the little girl that Lionel's going to marry.
Yeah, I know. You know who that lady is hugging her?
No.
She's my wife.
Oh, the car?
Hi, Mr. Wells.
Hi, Lionel.
Oh, I see you met Mr. Bunker.
Oh, we met.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Lionel, shouldn't we introduce my parents to yours?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Now, wait a minute, Lionel. Hey, do you mean to tell me that your father ain't met that man?
No, I'm going to introduce him right now.
This I got.
It's like, I want to watch the racism.
Oh, my.
Hey, Jefferson, you're going to love this.
Dick.
Mom, Pop, this is Jenny's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Willis.
Give him the look.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
How do you do?
Mrs. Jefferson? Mr. Jefferson?
Ooh, won't even shake his hand.
Wait! And you're black.
She's kicking her head, ain't it?
Talk to you.
All the chickens come home to the roosters.
Chickens come home to the roosters.
Listen, you know what I think? Would you excuse us, please?
What the hell? I'll eat something.
Jenny, you didn't tell them, did you?
No.
Why? Are you ashamed of us?
No, you know better than that.
Then why?
Well, I wanted to, but Lionel thought it would be better to wait, because his father is...
He certainly is.
George, I...
This is, what, 35, 40 years old? Can't say it, racist?
Yeah.
I don't want to know him. I want a white in-laws in my family. But they're going to be my in-laws, not yours.
Think, son, think.
What about your children? What are they going to be?
Well, boys and girls, I hope.
We are not wanted here.
Helen, don't fly off the handle.
I want to leave, and right now.
But, Mom, you...
Jenny,
can't...
you stay out of this. This is between your father and me.
Hey, how does she get stiffed for the Emmy?
Their children are going to be hot, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't get excited.
I am not getting excited. I am getting mad.
Listen to Louise. That's what happens when you mix black and white. 10 more seconds, he's going to call her nigger.
Oh! And there it is.
Listen to that. I ain't used that word in 3 years.
Louis, I'm getting madder.
Listen to this dame over here. In another minute, she's going to call him a hunk.
Well, Sally Struthers waddling in. Why does she walk like that?
Not even fat yet.
I know.
The 80s are still ways away for her.
She was training.
Right. It's like her legs are like, you know, 2 feet long.
Maybe she's short.
She is short.
Black and white, we've always been able to handle them.
Sure, because we never let them walk all over us. We did something about it.
You want me to do something about it? All right, I am going to do something about it. Right now.
Get near the door, Reed. It's going to be a race riot.
Jesus.
You know, kind of fitting right now.
May I have this dance?
You certainly may.
Louise, I'm standing here.
Sorry, he asked me first.
Oh, Wheezy. You got him.
Mixed marriage leads to mixed dance.
Mrs. Willis, you have a lovely daughter.
Thank you. I don't believe we've met.
Oh, I'm Mrs. Bunker.
My grandmother looked like
one
her.
Of the relatives, I'm just a good friend.
Bunker, what is this world coming to?
Beat me, Jefferson. All I got to say is, here's to yesterday.
two races coming together to over yesterday. Their love for racism.
Oh, there's one more wrap up on the.
No sense arguing with Daddy.
There ain't no sense arguing because I'm right. I know I'm right. All this business of mixing the colors. If you go on with that, the first thing you know, the whole world's gonna be one color.
Well, what's wrong with that, Archie?
Can't you use your head? How the hell are we gonna tell each other apart?
So anyway.
Play the music. Fuck you, play the music. But now I can play the music.
No theme for you. This is a very special episode of All in the Family.
The one where Archie says honky.
Yeah, that was obviously, that was 10 minutes long. Probably edit some of that out and just get the better moments of it.
Yes, indeed.
But I did think it was very interesting to watch because, first of all, there's no way that episode's getting played on the air on any station now.
No.
Right? Not even bleeping it out.
Putting out the Wild Parsley episode of Sanford and Son.
Right.
They're shelving that one.
But that was a much better discussion of race than we get on anywhere on entertainment these days on any television show.
And that clip is old. It was older than you.
Yeah.
It's older than me. You? Maybe.
I think we're about the same.
Depends when it came out.
That was probably like late 70s, well, like 78.
At least three decades old is what we're saying. Yep. 30 is going on the young side of this clip.
And I'm sure I'm not saying that episode changed anyone's mind. It may or may not have.
I'm sure
a lot of people were just like, you know, all the white guys are laughing at Archie Bunker's jokes and all the black guys are laughing at George Jefferson's jokes. And they're, you know, maybe they get the bigger point. Maybe they don't.
I don't know. Isn't it Chris Rock who has a routine about some of the most racist black guys? Some of the most racist people are older black guys.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know, it's going along the lines probably like George Jefferson there is what it is.
Hey, some things are hard to let go of.
And we won't even, like, it'll be when it airs, it'll be a little later, but we'll touch on, it'll all segue nicely into what's going on in the middle of the country right now.
What?
In Missouri.
Aaron's
looking at me like, huh?
I know very little bit about that as well.
They didn't.
I have stayed away from that one as much as I can.
They're not indicting the cop.
Why would they? He did his job.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. Why would they? Yeah,
his job.
Light me up.
Shooting an unarmed person.
Light me up. They didn't. They didn't disclose. Why? They didn't disclose that in the news stories you guys got about him reaching for his gun. I've heard enough about it. I haven't like studied it extensively. But
yeah. Didn't they just come out with? They said he wasn't killed in the car. They said he was the way the bullets. Came from it was definitely he
right.
was
there's certain facts that aren't in dispute anymore. There was the fact that there were shots fired, he was hit in the hand, ran, and then was gunned down about 25 yards from the vehicle. Now unarmed, right?
This is my whole what's
in debate on this is whether he was running away and shot in the back, which is where the wounds are, or whether, like the cop says, he turned around and started charging at the cop again.
Unarmed!
And still!
Tase him!
Pistol whip him! It's not like...
Are you trained in hand-to-hand combat?
I mean, I don't know if
If somebody jumps out in front of your car and you accidentally kill him, you're at least going down for manslaughter. They're not even in... Like, there's a body. There's a body. You know he killed him. He wasn't a threat. He didn't have a weapon. That's my whole beef with it. And then more being... I'm not surprised what happened, but I guess at this point in my life, severely disappointed in our criminal justice system. Really? Like, when it really gets down to it, we're still taking care of our own? Like, hey, don't worry about it. We got you.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's conversations we'll get into on the next Unregimented. It'll be, like, hopefully things have died down.
I don't know. I just, you know, from what I read about it and sources I was getting it from, a lot of things don't add up on either side of it. But at the same point, the guy's a police officer, the guy just committed a fucking crime.
But
you know,
the gun is supposed to be the absolute complete last.
The guy had a gun at first.
No, he didn't.
That's what
they're saying. He went for his gun.
No. Yeah,
that's what the files say. I'm just saying.
No. There's no.
They're saying he went for his gun, but now it's coming out that he was
Michael
shot.
Brown went for the cop's gun. It's a story,
right?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Not that he was armed himself.
Regardless.
Yes, but now it's coming out that he wasn't killed where they said he was killed. That he was killed further away. I mean, he wasn't armed.
Okay. The gun is to be used if somebody else's life is in danger or the cop's life is in danger or he's in harm's way, right? Not on a unarmed person fleeing the scene of a crime.
Yeah, you're not gunning. That
is not where we gun down people.
Correct. They're trained. They're trained more than one way to take somebody out, especially somebody who is not armed.
Yeah.
Like, that is my whole, like, it, obviously the big key thing that everybody's focusing on is race.
This is like,
but to me, the thing is unarmed. This is setting a dangerous precedent. This is why I don't own guns, but I support our right to own guns, because if that's how it's going to be now.
Right. What's the next step?
Yeah. What's next?
A car chase and they just bomb you from above? Like,
yeah.
Just call the military. We'll send a flyover.
I just. You know, from the facts, the things I read, not facts, we'll say that. The things I read about it, he was doing his job. That's what I read. And to be honest with you, you know what? It's not fucking Michigan. It's not affecting me. I'm sorry. I hate to say it like to be a dick, but I'm so sick of race being
where
such
a... live it may, man.
Yeah, this is...
But it is, I mean, they march the lodge and all that shit, and that's
this
fine.
Is not an isolated incident in more than one way. This is not isolated in the fact that...
The arrest statistics in Ferguson, they're being federally investigated about... Why they're so disproportionate about how their arrest statistics are so disproportionate for African American males. The police department in Ferguson is being investigated by the federal government about that.
Yeah, and whether this cop is guilty or innocent, whether you think that Michael Brown put himself in a stupid situation and got what he deserved, or whether you think he was innocent.
He wasn't armed.
It almost doesn't matter, because it's the deeper thing about what the fuck is going on in this city and with this police department. And to also think that even that situation is isolated, anywhere where you have a large minority population that is basically, the way they look at it, is being overseen by the white majority, you're going to have this type of tension. This is just an example of things that are happening all over the country.
And we are in a hotbed for that kind of thinking.
Not to berate you, but I'm just saying, this does directly affect you.
But I can't sit up at night and think about it. It's something for me that it's a fucking shitty thing. But you know, no, if it was the other way around, if it was an
yeah, but this isn't something where can say like, well, why is this such a big news story? Like Ebola, Ebola should just go the fuck away. This
is about the city's. I know the city's injustice. That's fine. But if this story was flipped,
it's a bigger thing. It's about race in our nation.
What I'm saying is, give the black officer a gun and white people dismiss it. It's not that. We're not going to be like, oh man, he's racist because he shot the kid and he was unarmed. No, it's going to be like, well, the kid shouldn't have been fucking around. He shouldn't have been fucking around. He shouldn't have been being stupid. Mm-hmm.
It's bringing up issues.
So because he stole like a Butterfinger, he should pay with his life.
It's bringing up bigger issues of race, but I think. Just taking this as an isolated incident, this is about cops with bad training in general. I'm not saying that Michael Brown, his decision to shoot this guy was racially motivated. It's just there are so many better ways to handle that situation. Well, this
absolutely.
Is poor training.
Absolutely.
If he had a fucking gun and was waving it around and firing him at the police officers, then I would be in your camp. Like, hey, you shoot a foe, you shoot at a cop, you know, that's what you get.
It's you or him. it's him or somebody else. Yeah.
Like, but they're trained to return fire, but he didn't have a weapon. He had nothing. Like, that's my...
I understand it. I don't think he should have died for it. I don't think he should have died for the Butterfinger he stole, but that's his sense of entitlement. If he stole a Butterfinger, what the fuck's next and what came before? What? For me, that pisses me off. And I understand what you're saying. The incident itself is based in the city, but this...
Punishment's got to fit the crime, man. Paying with your life for swiping something from a gas station. Come on. That's...
I'm not saying this is right or wrong. I'm just, in my opinion...
But what you're saying to me reeks of the same things that I was talking about when it comes to rape, of blaming the victim, of saying...
Oh, I shouldn't have been there and been black.
Right. Or, yeah... Oh, you were raped, but why were you drunk? Why were you wearing that dress? You know? You were black and shot in the city by a cop. Why were you robbing a convenience store? Well, he wasn't at the time.
You're black.
Why did you look like a thug?
You're black and you stole something, so I guess you should get shot to death.
And that's not what I'm saying. You're just twisting it. That's not what I'm saying at all. I don't think he should have died. Yeah. I don't think it one bit. No, I don't.
But you are kind of saying that people put themselves in situations.
People put themselves in fucked up positions because of their sense of entitlement and their stupidity. Their own ignorance. His own ignorance motivated. Had he not stolen anything, the cop wouldn't have been there in the first place.
But no, like these guys being trained to shoot to kill reason is the fucking issue too.
There's been not a scrap of evidence that shows that the reason why he confronted Michael Brown and his friend in the first place was directly related to the...
They had the police audio on, CNN or whatever? They had the police audio talking about he was gonna go check it out. It was reported. Reported robbery or whatever it was in progress.
No, he wasn't going to go check it out. There was another officer... This was known right from the beginning. There was another officer that was assigned to the robbery, and he was in the vicinity and certainly aware that there was a robbery that went down. He may or may not have noticed that Michael Brown had cigars in his hands, which were some of the items that were supposedly stolen from the convenience store. But the reason the officer gave for stopping Michael Brown and his friend was jaywalking.
Like I said... I this isn't something I followed. This is something I've read very little about. Just the principle of the situation is all I'm saying. Principle. It's based on you commit a fucking crime, I get it. You don't have to pay with your life. I get that. I understand that. But to me,
I don't understand what the principle is then.
Just for me in general.
I'm in your don't kick the beehive camp, all right? If you don't want trouble, you shouldn't cause trouble.
Right. If you don't
want
to get raped, don't go to college.
But
that's fucked up.
No. What we talked about, you know, when we watched the video with that guy getting mouthy with the cop with the frisbee golf.
Right.
I'm in that.
I came down on the same side as well.
If you don't want people to fuck with you, don't fuck with the cop. But come on, He paid with his life for stealing what? He wasn't a threat to anybody but the bottom line of the business owner that he stole from. He didn't,
I got no words to describe how I feel.
He didn't hurt anybody at the scene. He didn't hurt a cop. All he did was steal things. And they fucking shot him. And now it's looking like they shot him as he was running away from him.
Yeah.
That itself is fucked up.
Aren't they trained to use the least amount of force necessary to remedy a situation?
Absolutely.
So we're just pulling out the gun now and firing at anybody? What is it? Is it just like that South Park episode? He's coming right for us?
Yeah.
I get it. I understand. And I'm sorry for treading on... Maybe I shouldn't walk on this ice. Maybe it's a little too thin for me. I don't know enough about it.
It's debate, man.
That's fair, though.
That's the thing is, I don't have enough facts. I'm going based on the principle of what went down.
I'm not trying to berate you because we did kind of rope you into a conversation that you confessed ahead of time that you were not, religiously following the subject.
Yeah, it's...
Which is fair.
I honestly don't have time to follow most of this stuff. But based on just how I'm raised, don't do stupid shit. Don't be ignorant. Don't put your hand out and expect it to be filled. I mean, I understand it was just a couple things he stole. But it doesn't matter.
And don't take your eye off your drink at the club. And don't wear that dress that short. And
apparently don't be black and free in a white part of town in Ferguson, Missouri. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's just how you doing. I'm just trying to be black and free today.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. But
I gave you plenty outs already. You keep going back to the well. But he did
cause trouble.
You're
going
to get the same results.
He should have just got arrested, man. He shouldn't have got fucking killed.
Well, they said he reached for the gun, right? There's a lot of things in this that I'm hearing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know what? I'm 26. I'm still immature. I'm unknowledgeable on the subject. All I can do is go back to what I learned in grade school, and that's don't fuck with shit unless you want to get fucked with.
If he reached for the gun, hey, you reach for a cop's gun, what's going to happen is what's going to happen. But that it's come out that he was shot
running away
from him, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean that's you know, I mean, you can't even debt in your own house as a protection thing. If a guy robs you at gunpoint, and then goes to leave your house.
Like I said, I'm even with you until like, yeah, man. Like if you're reaching for a cop's gun, you're an idiot. He's going to do what he's got to do. Yes, there should still be least amount of force applied, but at that point, it is what it is.
Right. That's,
but
yeah.
Running away, like, all right, now there's maybe an issue. Yeah. You know.
Right.
All right. Well, we're not going to solve this one.
I don't think I could be a part of the lab that went in this one.
You said it. Put it in my brain.
What did I say?
I mean, there's too many of
you cry. You said, what's going on?
I did?
Trip my musical Tourette's.
It all says itself. It's in the song here.
I don't remember saying that.
You just said it like a few seconds ago.
What's going on?
I was mad. I don't know. I didn't know what I was saying.
Blind rage.
Every time I'm upset now, I'm going to say it just like this. What's going on? Every time. No matter where I'm at. No matter what the issue.
Is he going to hire a saxophone player to follow you around?
Getting pulled over. Guy pops happens. Out of the back seat, starts playing saxophone. Officer's going to pull you over. What's going on?
Take some pants back to JCPenney's. I don't know what's going on with these jeans, but they are not 32 waist.
Been chafing since I put them on. I'm done. I quit.
It's not a 29.
Kids won't go to bed. Barge in. What's going on in here?
I don't feel like I have everything.
Do you have a beverage?
I'm gonna go with my non-caffeinated beverage.
Why?
Probably more weed. Because you need to moisten the mouth.
Yeah, that's why I bring a plethora of sugary caffeinated.
Oh yeah,
every time.
The high fructose corn syrup, yeah. Strong over in this general direction.
I have a lot of work to do once I leave here, so I have to keep it going.
Man, night before Thanksgiving, no, there's no cooking.
Oh, not for me. Are you kidding me? I burn the house down, dude. I'm terrible at cooking. I can make cereal. That's it, dude. I don't cook. I'm not good at that. My wife's she's a cook.
The directions on the box are for people like you.
Absolutely. I'll still screw them up. I'll burn water. I'm not good at cooking. I can cook some really good chicken.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my extent of like just cooking. I can't just like grab some like I want to make some lasagna. No, never gonna happen.
I've never been with a girl who could cook.
Oh, my wife's an amazing cook. She's incredible. Like my whole family cooks. My whole entire family is so good at cooking, except for me. I mean, why do I need to learn how to cook? Everybody else does. They're all really good at it. Well, I don't want to take that away from them.
Lady Aymer now can cook. It's nice.
It's amazing.
It's a relatively new thing. The last two girlfriends have been able to cook. The ones before them, not so much. But no, it's nice.
I mean, anybody can cook. You get a decent recipe, you follow it, and it usually comes out all right.
I would say, but she can walk into a supermarket and go, I want to make this.
Right.
And that happens. So
there's the difference. It's just to be able to, like, pick ingredients, know how to put them together. Like, once you do this a certain amount of times, you just get to know how things mix together. You learn the basic science of cooking, and you can improvise.
That's how my wife is. Well, I couldn't do it. I'm like, hey, I want this. And she's like, okay, we're going to need to get this. And I'm like, write a list. Write me a list because I'm going to mess this up too.
Well, I bet our knowledge of cooking.
No, just call the Chinese place already.
Pretty much.
I bet our knowledge of cooking though is a little deeper than the average men's because we are bachelors.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, like, you can cook. Yeah, I'm 35 years old and I'm single. I would fucking starve or
have super high cholesterol
if I didn't know how to cook.
See, I have super high cholesterol and she still can cook. Like, I still, if it's up to me, like, if like, oh, we're just saying, you know, anybody, you know, everybody fends for themselves, I'm screwed. Mm. I'm like, well, shit, I just spent $10. I even walked out the door and I've already spent too much money.
I'm just saying, eating at McDonald's for a decade and a half, it's a little old. You know, for a decade, sure, but you know, about 12, 13 years.
Starts to pack on the spare tire.
Yeah, well, no, it's just, you start, and even lately, ever since maybe I got this gig that I got now, just I've really started paying attention to what I put into my body. I'm not saying I make the best decisions all of the time, but. Talk about food, by the way.
Wait a minute. Is that a real silicone dildo?
Yeah.
Don't give me that polypropylene shit.
I can't. Dude, I won't make it. I won't make it if that goes in my body. Is this thing BPA free? It better be.
And it always comes back. To dicks. Dicks going in something. Dicks going out of something. Why do we not age mentally past 15 years old? We try. When you get down to it, we're still making jokes we were making in middle school.
I was nowhere near as creative in middle school as I am now, though. I can turn anything into a dick joke now. Then I had to find it.
Farts are still, you know, like farts are still funny.
They are. Yeah. They don't get old. Even for like adults. Like if you rip ass in front of my mom, she's still gonna laugh.
Yeah.
She's you know. She's over 50. She thinks it's hilarious.
Farts are funny in this household.
They're encouraged.
Yeah, I was watching that trailer for that Exodus movie, and I don't know. I wish I could, you know what? Maybe I bet you we could find the trailer and actually just listen to it, because I don't remember. There's three lines in the whole trailer from Christian Bale, and none of them seemed time appropriate, historically accurate. Right? It was like, you'll never get all these people through the desert. He's like, you want to bet? Just watch me. Like, shit like that.
that's what it's become, though.
Right.
He's kind of exhausted everything else he had.
You say that you didn't cause all this.
I didn't realize it was a Ridley Scott movie.
So let's just see who's more effective at killing. You or me? When my
love. Yeah, this is like the long form one.
Moses. Rameses. When I look at you, I still see.
He still hasn't spoken once, though.
Together. Meet me down.
Did he call him Rameses?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pharaoh.
I thought it was Ramses. So is that the guy who invented the condom?
I came here to tell you that something is coming that is out of my control.
So Christian Bale's playing Moses?
And he has no accent amidst all of the accents.
And he's white.
Well, I mean, instead of them going for, like, the British accent... Like, anytime they have anything that might take place over 100 years ago, all of a sudden everyone's British.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it should be.
He's awfully pale for a Jew.
He's damn right.
Just putting that out there.
He absolutely needs to be British. I would love to hear Christian Bale do an accent. Not a whisper voice, but an accent. Not,
where is he?
Just, you know, I mean, put the British accent on that.
Not in a heavy, breathy tone.
That'd be so funny. I got nothing. I don't know. It looks good, I guess. It looks kind of like Gladiator, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then another Ridley Scott film. Did he do that one?
He didn't do Gladiator.
I really don't know. They all look the same now. Everyone that's coming out, they're all shot the same way.
He's done a lot of different movies, but I know he's most well known for his sci-fi shit.
Absolutely.
Alien movies. Mm-hmm. And but he did, what's that one with Harrison Ford?
Harrison Ford, sci-fi, Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm having like this huge brain fart.
Well, that's a short list. Harrison Ford, so, and sci-fi.
Yeah, Blade Runner.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I could even come up with the short story that it was based off of, and the author, but not the name of the movie.
I recently watched the original Total Recall. If anybody hasn't watched that recently, you probably should, because it gets better with age.
My favorite part, when his helmet breaks and he's in outer space. And
his eyes pop out.
His eyes pop out and his face swells up. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that could be what happened to you in space. And then he gets some oxygen and his face goes back down to normal. I'm just like... Sure, why not?
You saved him. You did it.
Yeah. You know, the best... Okay, so space will fuck you up and kill you if you don't have, you know, some kind of protection. But it's okay, because once we get you back into a gravity situation, everything will go back to normal.
Yeah.
It's all reversible.
Yeah. Sure.
It's just... Some of the catchphrases in that one are just... They're so good.
Donald Gohick and give the people the air.
That part... Oh, my God. Every time he says it, I fucking lose it. Every time. There's... No matter what. That one in the goggles, you know? Like, it's so funny. He's such a douche.
Now, did you see the last one, the remake?
I won't. No, I don't want to ruin it. The original is...
It's not a bad movie. It's
But the original is, and I like it that way.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's the thing. Like, the new one is a much better version, a much better sci-fi film. But the original is really only just sci-fi in nature. It's just, I don't know, it's more camp than anything.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing movie. I watched it at 4 a.m. and I laughed like I just woke up. Like, it wasn't because I was tired. I laughed my ass off of that movie. I had a great time with it.
Yeah, I don't think it was intentional, but it seems to have more in common with, what's that fucking French guy that made the movie with The Fifth Element?
Yes. Yeah. Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
That movie I absolutely love.
I thought it was amazing. You can't touch Total Recall. I mean, there's something about Total Recall that tells me, like, I need to have friends over and have a party about that movie only. It's so funny. It's so fucking stupid.
I guess if I was, like, watching it with a group of people and I had a drink or something.
It is a good time. The score's actually not bad either.
But if
get your ass to Mars.
But if it just came on, if it just came on television, I would not sit down and watch it.
And the part when he smashes that, and it just keeps repeating that.
Get your ass to Mars. Get your ass to Mars.
Over and over again. They come in when they started to shoot him, and he gave a little transmitter that he pulled out of his nose to the rat. There he is.
This is to protect you.
That's so funny.
No problemo.
Now it's not connecting. It took me a half hour to fill you, you dirty fucker.
That's what he said.
Snap. Sounds like you got a vacuum leak, my friend. Maybe your heating element's blowing out, dude. Or you have, if you have fluid on it, too, it'll do it, too.
Yeah, I definitely got some fluid.
You got some fluid on it? Just put your mouth on it for a second. And fluid will go away.
Wait, not here. No, not up here. Or you
no, you got to get farther down on the base.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Seems like Aaron doesn't
and
like
And even if I the, did, I would pretend not to.
It seems like Aaron doesn't like when the dick tables are turned on him.
The dick table?
The dick table.
The dick table.
Is that, was like that the in the Trapper Keeper?
Yeah.
Is that in the inside flap of the Trapper Keeper? Let me refer to my dick table.
Look at my dick table.
No.
It's right behind the flap.
The girth to width ratio that you claim is impossible.
That's called a chode. I know.
What is going on?
Dick
jokes. What Trapper Keepers did you own?
What? They always had the tables inside.
I don't recall the dick table. The dick table sounds like just the worst. I don't know.
It sounds like we're worse sitting at right now.
Is that maybe like the VIP area at a gay strip club? Hey, you're sitting at the dick table. There's no sex at the dick table.
Did you get that email?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I was watching a little bit of classic television earlier.
Which link? There's three of them.
Yeah, I don't remember which order they're in. But it started out with the WKRP episode where they do a Thanksgiving Day promotion. And they... And Les Nessman's out watching their helicopter. The boss is in the helicopter with what's his name? What's the guy with the...
Aren't they doing like a turkey drop from the helicopter?
Yeah.
Behind it, I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W... seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air.
Nobody skydives from a helicopter.
There's no parachutes yet.
Happy skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are.
And they would have hit the ground already.
I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and oh, not since
my hands. How much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny? The crowd.
Les, are you there? Les isn't there.
Johnny Fever.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. Just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live tickets. Film at 11.
Wait, skip to right before the end and you'll get the punchline for the whole joke. You can skip that whole part. They're right before the credits roll. Just that part where they comes out of the office.
Right. No, Les, come on now, tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
So that line, that was, I forget what story I was reading that was related to it, but they put a link to it and they said, when referencing the episode, that it resulted in one of the most quoted lines in television history, which was the one that we just heard.
I've never actually heard that quote before.
Have you guys?
I've heard of it
before. I've heard it, but I've also watched I've seen every episode of that fucking show.
Yeah, but I don't think I think there's far more quotable things from TV.
I think since, maybe at the time.
I've never heard the show, let alone heard that line.
You've never heard of WKRP in Cincinnati?
No.
You don't know what we just watched?
He's 26. Why would he?
Hey,
it was a show about.
I have a really good taste history. Okay, I just haven't heard this one. I watched Hee Haw like a motherfucker. I just don't know what this is. Okay,
you were born in like 1988. You were born 10 years after that show was off the air. That's my whole point.
Are you defending me or are you putting me down? I'm scared.
No, I'm saying that's why you don't know about
okay,
it.
Okay, I can take that.
I'm saying you're an idiot for being young. Why weren't you born earlier, dummy?
No, I'm just saying why would
my
you know?
My brother's beat me to the punch every time. I was the last one in line.
That's shit like his good. Grandpa watched.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. I'm not faulting you for it. I'm just saying that's...
Anyway, why he's got to be his grandpa?
Yeah.
I'm not that old.
Because let's not...
And I was a kid when that shit was on. It was a radio... Radio show. It was a TV show about a radio station.
Talk about making Aaron feel old.
Johnny Fever and Les Nessman. Johnny Fever with.
Look who Rob just sent me.
Johnny Fever. Johnny Fever would say with more music and Les Nessman.
Oh man.
Ha. We just got a meme of Buffalo Bill Cosby.
Put the jello in the bowl.
Which you think by description would be. You know, him in like some cowboy attire, but no, it's him tucking.
Yeah.
And then, would you fuck me?
with a colorful afghan draped there.
Would you fuck me? I'm a zabba-dabba. I'm fuck me. It's the best elevator music I ever heard.
That shit's hilarious. That was a funny picture.
Tastes like a pudding pop.
Oh, Bill.
Mix it up in the kids and
Bill just became low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, where are you on this?
Where could anybody be? I haven't heard an intelligent person say anything other than, oh boy, that sucks. I really don't want it to be true. But 17 people? 17 people that have come forward. Yeah, there's a pattern forming.
True. And you know, I'm in the where there's smoke, there's fire camp, but at the same time, I'm wondering if it's people lining up because they're just seeing he'll pay out.
Come on.
All right.
That many? No.
Wouldn't you agree that sexual assault's a pretty serious crime?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you go to the police, like, immediately as soon as you thought you were sexually assaulted?
Absolutely. It's
and then, if you did, if you're so, if you're so interested in justice, why would you take the payout?
First of all,
how much is your self-worth worth? Apparently, it has a price.
Well, no. Think this through, though. It's not okay. It wasn't a brutal rape, first of all. They were drugged. They had no idea what was going on at the time, and a lot of them had to kind of piece it together afterwards what happened. Like, why am I walking bow-legged all of a sudden? You have the fact that it's, I mean, it's not like they were brutally assaulted, and when most people are assaulted in any fashion, that is their first recourse, is to go file a police report. You have this, like, you have the fact that they were drugged, and then had to put it together afterwards. Then if they do go to the police, there's all types of, like, you know, I'm sure they're flirting in some way. These are girls who might have even had sex willingly with Bill Cosby. It was just like, that was his thing. It didn't matter if you wanted to fuck me. I want to drug you and rape you, you know? That's what it seems like to me. So then you have somebody who, they're going up against Bill Cosby, somebody who's a multimillionaire that everybody loves and is super famous. So their name's going to be everywhere as the girl that Bill Cosby raped. Whoever the first person that spoke out about this is the real hero, because without other examples, without other people on your side on this, to be the first person to say that a comedian that is universally loved and considered, like, you know, he's like the family comedian. Everybody from my generation grew up with that shit. You know, parents listened to Richard Pryor after the kids went to bed, or, you know, they had a party or something, but the whole family listened to Bill Cosby or watched the show. To go up against that, to try and make people believe that this beloved person is actually a rapist, on top of the fact that he would have however many lawyers he would need at his disposal to just bury this thing in the courts or drag that person's name through the mud.
But if it's such a slam dunk, why does it matter? Like, that's what I'm saying to these women.
But this is on top of the multitude of reasons why women don't report any type of rape, brutal or otherwise. The fact that, first of all,
wouldn't you want the rapist horrible behind bars?
Our response to this type of shit publicly is atrocious. It's, oh, well, okay, you were raped, but, like, what were you wearing? How many drinks did you have? How drunk did you get that night? Were you out, you know, you were out of control. You were somewhere where you shouldn't have been. You were acting like you shouldn't have. This is all the normal shit that comes up with any, you know, some chick walking down the street and some fucking criminal rapist tackling her and throwing her in the alley and raping her. You know, something that should be a fucking, you know, a open and closed case of just, you know, a horrible thing happening to an innocent victim. Most rapes don't go down that way. And as soon as you put a little bit of question into it, well, what were you doing in his dorm room in the middle of the night? Well, what were you doing getting so drunk with a bunch of people that you don't know? Sure. Okay. But that doesn't make you less of a victim. And these are the reasons why a lot of rape goes unreported. I mean, you want to look at rape statistics, maybe they're going up just because more people are actually coming out and talking about this and not keeping it quiet.
Like, I mean, I'm not saying it, I'm not questioning whether it happened or it, but I'm just saying their approach makes it look a little iffy-ish at some point. Like, it seems like piling on because statute of limitations is supposedly lapsed. They could say whatever they want. It's not going to matter. Oh, well, this happened. Well,
but you have to think about each one of these instances was happening in a bubble, right? Mm-hmm. This woman is raped, does not come forward for any of the reasons that we talked about. And that seems like an isolated incident. And you have, meanwhile, 17 of these happening separately. And as soon as one person speaks up, the rest of them go, oh, fuck, I'm not alone, you know? But still, even then, it's like, okay, it's that chick and it's me. And then another person pops up. Now you start to see the pattern. Now everybody is coming forward because they're like, yeah, that happened to me too, but I thought I was the only one. I thought no one would believe me. I thought that I would be, you know, ridiculed publicly. They probably would have been at the time. At the height of Bill Cosby's fame, when he's all over television as the nation's father figure, you think one person with no name, no money, nothing to back him up except for their own personal experience is going to be able to take that man down without being ridiculed? We would probably know that person's name today. They would be the punchline of jokes. And yeah, maybe
yeah,
other people would have
started
come forward
the dialogue
at the
time rather than waiting until.
It's interesting you say that.
Yes,
the whole,
they could have. But most people are not going to put themselves into that situation.
I think it's interesting you bring up the fact that they would have been nothing but jokes, because that's the only reason all this came to the light in the first place, is because of Hannibal Buress. His stand-up just saying...
It's
not that it came to light. I think it phrased it in a way where most people were like, wait a minute, he's saying this. This is a punchline to a joke, and not one with a setup. He didn't set you up for a rape joke on Bill Cosby. He was just bitching
just
about...
him a rapist.
Riffing on Bill Cosby and threw in the fact that he was a rapist like it was common knowledge. It's like, you know, calling Nixon a crook. It's just, that was the perception. And I think a lot of people stopped and went, wait a minute. I didn't think of Bill Cosby as a rapist. It kind of threw him for a loop that he just so casually threw it in there. Right. And he wasn't coming out and saying, hey, this needs, you know, this is an issue that people aren't talking about. And I'm going to write this joke about Bill Cosby being a rapist to enlighten people about what's actually going on. No, it was just like, yeah, Bill Cosby's a fucking rapist. You heard the stories.
Well, in Time magazine, they bring up the fact that the reason a lot of it now is okay to talk about is because it won't be turned around into a racial thing. Because Barack Obama's president.
Hannibal Buress is the one who said it.
Well, no, it's a lot of African Americans have made themselves into the light. They're it's not like it was back, you know, in the '80s and nineties and even early 2000s. Now that Barack Obama's in presidency, they think that essentially is what Time magazine was saying, that it's okay to judge African Americans just as if they're anybody else.
You could also say that
that's a real stretch.
But you could say that there's a good portion of the African American community that's got an axe to grind against Bill Cosby because with his remarks in recent years talking about pull up your pants and act right and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's black on black crime. I mean, I'm making Mike's point, really. Like, that's why nobody cares. That's why I can't be seen.
Actually, it was John McCormick.
It's not about why nobody cares. It's about why this didn't come up earlier.
Racially. That's why there's no racial tinge to this story.
What it says is John McHorter, and I quote this, John McHorter wrote for Time that the rise of black public figures like Herman Cain and Barack Obama has allowed American society to judge black icons like everybody else, with quotes, without fear that criticism will descend into racial stereotyping. And I mean, that's essentially what it actually says.
So kind of what Dr. King was going for? Hey, if you're an asshole, you're just an asshole.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a white asshole or a black asshole. You're an asshole. That's Dr. King's America. We can all just be an asshole.
Yeah, and the whole subject's pretty touchy. I watched his little interview on, I think it was at CNN or whatever it was on. And
whose interview?
Well, they were trying to interview Bill Cosby about this. They were like confronting him about these allegations. Like, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he was straight-faced
and said nothing. Shook his head and closed his
nope.
eyes. He shook his head and closed his eyes as if...
He did the same thing on radio, which made for great listening.
I bet. They were narrating it as Cosby.
No, he was. It was like Carl Castle or somebody who was interviewing him, and he was just like... He approached it. He wasn't like confronting him with it. He was like, there's these allegations. It's all over the news right now. I have to bring this up because we can't just ignore it, but I would like to give you an opportunity to maybe say something to your fans, the people who love you.
Your family, the people
who want to support you.
Yeah.
What could you say to them?
Nothing.
Zilch.
Yeah. Close his eyes, shook his head.
Right. Which,
with notably narrated a kind Cosby smile. That's what they said. A kind Cosby smile washed over his face, and he closed his eyes and simply shook his head.
Yeah.
Dude, he's pushing 80. Just go hide till you die.
I'd take
your pile of money, go hide, go hang out with Camille, and just wait to die. I hate to sound like that, but I mean, like, whatever, man, you had a good run. Some of the shitty shit you did when you were young is catching up with you now.
And honestly, you're right, though, because he hasn't done anything worth noting in a while. What if some of this is on him? Like, hey, get me back in the public.
See, now, I don't
know.
People will pay for this interview.
He was already lining up his comeback.
He was coming back. I didn't just...
Yeah, NBC was going to do a show with him, and they scrapped it. Now, this I don't get. This I don't
get. The Netflix show got canceled. The tours got canceled.
They're taking them off of Naked Night or TV Land. I don't get why. Why? Kobe Bryant's still playing basketball.
How can you not? Hold on a second here. You're out of your fucking mind. Here's somebody who the world is collectively agreeing that this person is a rapist. I'm sure there's a lot of people who still disagree with this or could argue the facts against it, but it is now common knowledge that Bill Cosby is a rapist. And you're going to now take that person whose name is at least currently synonymous with rape and put him on television as an example of a family man. This person who raised a family of 8, 10 fucking kids. How many did he have on that show?
Because it's a fucking TV show. Big deal.
Cliff Huxtable. That is a fucking big deal,
Cliff Huxtable is not Bill Cosby. He would never do that. Okay, Bill might, but Cliff wouldn't. We can agree on that. Can we agree on that?
Come on.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter. That's Bill Cosby up there either way. Are you going to let your kids watch that shit?
I don't let my kids watch that shit anyway.
Play Hogan's Heroes.
They don't... Okay, yeah, first of all, good point. They don't want to fucking watch it, and they don't give a fuck. Why put it out there on TV? Because there are people who are going to watch it. If you want to... I think as an adult, you could maybe just watch it for its own thing. Like, yes, I remember when I would just watch it just to remember when I loved Bill Cosby and didn't think he was a rapist.
Yeah.
Because that was a great time.
Absolutely. That was a good time in my life.
Right.
I still sing the Jell-O song a lot.
They still play Hogan's Heroes. They still play Different Strokes.
Okay. Hogan's Heroes. He's
Bob
just,
Crane.
Yes. He's a perv. But so what?
Full House?
Hold on.
Nothing?
Hold on. The worst thing that Bob Crane did is...
The fact that Hogan's Heroes is about a Nazi fucking camp, but anyway.
The worst thing that Bob Crane did is show a picture that he took of somebody naked to somebody else. That's the worst thing that he did.
That they can prove. Oh.
Whatever. Possibly killed that guy. No, he didn't kill somebody. He was killed by the dude. Anyway, scratch that. No, that's not the same thing. And who the fuck knows who Bob Crane is anyways? Anybody would know him now. It's not like you're watching that and going, oh, Hogan's Heroes, what is this? Hey, that's Bob Crane. If you don't know who the fuck Bob Crane is, you don't know what Hogan's Heroes is, right? He does not exist as a celebrity on his own. Everybody knows who Bill Cosby is.
They still play Michael Jackson songs on the radio.
Yeah.
There
weren't 17 kids coming forward with accusations.
There was enough, man.
Because they weren't old enough yet.
I think that is a much cloudier issue.
How about the ones that never came forward? You know, how about the ones that didn't get a chance to? How about the ones that got cut checks that we probably never heard about?
And Michael Jackson's legacy is just a bunch of pop songs, some of them which are really great, but they're just fucking songs, and you can just listen to them and not think about how he may or may not be a child rapist.
I don't know about that one, man. Like, Michael Jackson's pretty synonymous with child rape when you bring up Michael Jackson.
We're talking about somebody... Okay, yes.
It's the same correlation.
Dr. Huxtable is not Bill Cosby, but it might as well fucking be. And Bill Cosby is... He is a... What's the word? He's a fucking icon, right? He is an icon of comedy, and he was America's dad at the time. And to take that in the context of what we currently know and still show those shows like nothing is going on, that is bullshit. Absolutely, I think those shows should have been pulled. A reasonable, educated, clear-thinking adult could just watch those and enjoy them for what they are, like in a time capsule, but they will go out and if they want to watch a fucking episode of The Cosby Show, they'll download it or have their kids download it for them or whatever the fuck. But to just broadcast it for everyone to see and go, hey, yeah, hey, Bill Cosby, he was, you know, America's dad in the 80s and 90s, and now he's a rapist.
So we'll just throw like Michael Jackson, we'll wait a couple of years, start just peppering The Cosby back on television.
Maybe, maybe not.
Saying, like, I hear Michael Jackson first, usually think about little kids getting cornholed. I mean, it's the same correlation in your brain as far as you're saying things that are synonymous. I mean, come on. I know we both like Michael Jackson as an artist, but you can't tell me every time you hear a Michael Jackson song.
But there's not a fucking Michael Jackson TV show where you're watching him
But he's hailed as one of the greatest artists of our time.
So what? We're talking about them doing different things, okay? If Bill Cosby was a saxophone player and they're taking his music off the radio... Saxophone player? I don't know why, because he's black?
Oh, man.
Nobody plays saxophone music on the radio anyway.
It's racialist.
But that's the best elevator music I ever heard.
If Bill Cosby wrote songs...
Just play bass or drums
and
while you're in.
And that's it. And wasn't on the TV, and they're pulling his songs from the radio because of this, it'd be like, well, that's stupid. Those songs
but
exist.
That's what they're doing. They're pulling his songs, essentially.
No, it's not... So they are pulling a... It's a picture of a person that doesn't exist and it is a complete lie, right? Do you think, okay, do you think that Bill Cosby is an example of a good father? If this is true that he was raping, that he raped 17 women by drugging them.
Are we talking about Bill Cosby,
yeah, Bill Cosby
himself?
Or Dr.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Bill, they're the same fucking person, first of all, and I'm talking about Bill Cosby. Quit drawing this line between the two like this is a fictitious version of Bill Cosby. No, he took his fucking family life and put it on television with different names. So do
so
you think...
In that respect, I would say he's not a banner father.
I'm saying as a man, no, as a father, you don't know if he taught his...
No, I'm not saying you raped in front of his...
Did it affect his child rearing? No. Say as a man, hell no. But as a father, I don't... You know.
If you had, Mike, would you let him watch your kids?
I mean, he's old as shit. Dude, my kids would tear him apart. I'm just kidding.
Would
okay.
you?
Socially, no, I would not. I would not allow
okay.
Bill Cosby. No.
So why would you want him on TV land?
Because Cliff Huxtable was the fucking man, dude. I personally have learned so many lessons by watching that show that are still current that still help me today.
Okay.
Stupid things I heard on there that still echo in my head. In a situation when it comes
it's
to
not,
pass.
Yes, but it's not like the that was like those are exclusive sources of information for these types of things.
No, they're not.
It's not like we're erasing part of our history.
I mean, it's a tough subject. It's sore. It's a tough because I mean it's just like R. Kelly's song still on the radio. He's crazy.
So what?
He's crazy. He's been peeing on bitches and against their will or whatever it was. And Kobe, he did the thing with the young kids and Jackson. I mean, that's not even worth talking about. But you know. Personally, it's just kind of like Hattie said with the songs. It's just that's his art form. That's what he did. I mean, if they pull,
if he didn't base so much of his art on his own personal life and experiences, then I could agree with you.
And see, I guess I don't know Bill Cosby. I know Cliff Huxtable. I don't know Bill Cosby. I know what you're saying is the same, but you have to understand. I know the show. I don't know. Bill Cosby's outside life out of that show. I don't know how he looks.
Him personally, and
I know that. I mean, I have never read about him very much. I just what I've heard lately, and then what I used to watch on TV.
I guess
that was my common Cosby
growing up with it. It was a different thing. Like you heard his comedy, you saw the show. It all kind of tied together. You had this picture of a person. You felt like you knew that person, right? That is part of the attraction. Is how he. He talked about things very plainly and in a universal way that everybody could associate with, could identify with.
He was portraying this wholesome image, and it turns out he wasn't wholesome.
Right.
Like everyone in Hollywood. Like, I mean, that's... I don't know. I mean, another thing, too, we hold up guys like JFK.
Right.
Same kind of deal. Like,
here's the thing, though. Just to wrap up the taking a show off of television. As a father, do I... Like... Do you really want to have that conversation where your kid's like, hey, isn't that guy everybody says is a rapist? No, I'm not. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I get that. It's exposing him to something that's not needed. I get that. I totally get that. It's bringing questions that don't need to be asked yet. It's making them kind of have to take a grown-up stance on something when they're clearly not adults. It's an adult situation. It really is. It's an adult conversation to have. You can't just tell your kid, like, okay, what he did was.
And you also can't have the conversation where you go, well, listen, you know, there are accusations and there's no proof and...
Right.
You know, you can just enjoy this as its own thing. It's separate from the person who may or may not be flawed. You can enjoy the art side. You can't have that fucking conversation. He's either on television for your kids to watch or he isn't.
That's true. I guess that's an ambiguous thing.
It's not like your kid, you know.
I can see both sides. I can. I really can. I totally get what you're saying.
There's
totally
very few people. There's plenty of people who have done fucked up shit out there. When it becomes their name is synonymous with something, that's a different story. You know, it's not like I can't put on the game because my kid's going to be like, Kobe, isn't that guy who, I don't know, what did he do?
Didn't he piss on, no, sorry, it was R. Kelly.
That was R. Kelly.
No, didn't Kobe do it too?
No, Kobe's raping people. Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, they're minors.
He's still playing basketball?
Minors. Miners. It's rough. It's all rough, really. It's all unneeded. They just shut the fuck up and stop letting fame get to their head, all of them, personally. Yeah. Personally, I mean, just live a normal life and don't be such a douchebag.
Well, okay, but that's a separate issue.
They're all separate issues in their own way. I mean, realistically. And I mean, with the whole Cosby thing, like I said, I can see both sides.
Mike's just going to sit here and play the semantics game with you all night.
I'm not. I'm just... Mm-hmm. You're giving me the death stare. I honestly, I don't know enough about everything that went on with Cosby. I don't know enough about everything that went on with Kobe.
All right. But what we're really talking about here is separating art from the artist.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure Roman Polanski, people still love his movies. Yeah.
Okay, so
he rapes little girls.
In general, I am in favor of separating those things, and I can. We've talked about this before. Whatever comes out as art is separate from the flawed human being who made it. When it's just broadcast on television, that's a separate thing for me. If I want to personally, as an adult, go and watch the Cosby Show and try and enjoy it for what it is, that's fine. That's my choice. But to have it out there and to continually prop up this person as an example of a good father and a good human being.
Yeah,
I bet you're getting way more into it than the executives. I bet they were like, our advertisers will probably pull their money. We got to pull the show off there. We won't have anybody advertising while this.
You're going
way deeper into it than they probably would. They're just probably looking at their bottom line. You're actually thinking they have morals and scruples.
The question was,
we don't want to hold this gentleman
hold
up
on.
As a,
you're changing the question. The question wasn't, why did they pull it? The question was...
Well, I'm just saying they're coming from a different motivation than you were.
Why do I think that this is okay to pull where I don't think it's necessarily the same thing to pull Michael Jackson songs off the radio or R. Kelly songs off the radio? Those things are more... They are more separate from the person. Bill Cosby created a persona. He lived that persona. That persona was based on his own life and experiences. And everything that he did artistically came out of that. So when he fucked up in real life, he fucked up his art. He shat all over his art, too. That's unfortunate.
I can agree with that.
But
I can agree with that. Absolutely.
Michael Jackson never even really slept with Billie Jean. That was about somebody else anyway. Like, it's not... The song was not about him.
Probably about a little boy anyway.
Or two.
With the androgynous name and all.
Or two.
Yeah.
There was no hyphen.
Oh. Threesome? Billie and Jean? Yikes.
Billy's jeans.
Oh, even grosser.
I understand what you're saying, Aaron. And
no love for the cause. Coming from Aaron.
This is a rare example for me, personally.
It's a double standard.
It's not a double standard.
I'm just kidding. Relax.
It's not a double standard. It's just that...
Because he's sick doesn't work. He's getting a little testy.
I'm trying to think of... Another example where something, some personal knowledge that I've learned about somebody has ruined their work for me. And I can't come up with another one.
You know, I guess on the other side of the coin,
Gary Glitter.
Yeah, but that's like, I wasn't like, you know, singing along with the song before. I never bought a fucking Gary Glitter album.
I remember being a little bit disappointed in MJ. A little bit disappointed in Michael Jackson. I remember being like, oh, come on, oh. But hey, how did Pete Townsend skate through all that? Don't you recall Pete Townsend got popped like 10 years ago with a hard drive full of kiddie porn?
Yeah.
It was a news item for like 10 seconds and then went away. Did he just have a better publicist than Michael Jackson? Or, I mean...
The guy from Lost Prophets has the same thing, and he is definitely behind bars. But that went on for way too long. Like, known that was going on. They let that shit go on for years.
I think that's a good example of why somebody didn't come forward earlier on the Bill Cosby thing. Again, it's one incident up against decades worth of work that people love and enjoy. If there were 17 busts of Pete Townsend going, you know, getting caught with child porn, at a certain point we'd just go, okay, I fucking get it. And
his 17th terabyte.
Right. Like, and you wouldn't be able to listen to Mama's Got a Squeeze Box anymore.
Oh, no.
Ew.
Yeah, you just made that dirty for us.
Second show in a row that I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Goes in and out, and in and out.
So you understand my point, though.
You know, coming around to it, I just think it just at some point it just seems like it's all piling on. Like, where were you been?
On.
Just with how it's been with the cause. You know, I'm sure he's glad Ferguson happened. It fucking shut everybody up about him. But it just, to me, when I see all that happening, my first question is, where you been? How come all of a sudden now is the time?
I mean, dude, I already answered that question for like 10 minutes.
I was just going to say, but it's just still a reflex I always have when...
I don't know what to say to that.
I guess you would think in our current legal climate, you would instantly go to a lawyer and the cops just based on the fact you want a paycheck. Like, hey, I got proof that I think I got sexually assaulted by this super popular dude.
Dude, but, like...
you find the right lawyer, like, you're getting a big giant check. You could think
of
the
realize how offensive
people.
You're being right now, though?
But it's true, though.
That's how our society, that's how a lot of people think now. They're just constantly looking for a payday.
It's true. I've actually almost put myself in the way of multiple postal trucks just thinking that would be a quick payout. I'm not even kidding. That's completely accurate. And I'm an honest man. I work hard for my living, but I still consider the idea of a quick payout. Everybody does. You can't even tell me you don't.
The fact that the lottery exists.
The fact
means
that these people
that we
were raped. This is not what they're thinking about.
But the problem
is... I'm a millionaire now.
The problem is...
I'm going to sue them.
15 of them come out in a row after one... And by the way, this already came out in 05. No one talked up again then. It was just like, oh, hey, did you? And then it went silent. And then it was like, oh, my God. You know what? Now it's a social media thing. Hannibal Buress said it. Now we just let it go. How do you think he feels, dude? I mean, that guy's got to be like a fucking superhero to himself. Setting all these people free. But the thing is Hattie's got a point. He does have a point. We're talking 50, 40, 30, 20 years ago, they're talking about this all happening.
Not 50.
Yeah, there was one that said 50 years.
All right.
50 years ago. 50 years ago. There's no rape kit now. What are you going to do? What are you going to prove? You're going to just cry on stand? Oh, well, you know what? He did get that girl and that girl. Okay.
I'll give you odds that one of them's making it up. So fucking what?
I'm not saying anybody's making anything up.
Five of them are making it up.
I'm not.
Hey, fuck you guys. No. A dozen of these people made it up out of whole cloth.
No.
So fucking what? He's still a rapist five times over.
I'm not saying anybody's making anything up. I'm
There's
saying
something there. Did he rape somebody? Did he drug somebody and rape them? Yes. I think anybody at this point could confidently say there's at least one under his belt. And that's one too many.
You're talking about how wrong. You got the wrong tone. What I'm saying is I'm not saying anybody made anything up. I'm saying there's a good chance that 17 people that we know about, I'm saying there's a good chance maybe one of them, regardless of being sexually assaulted, could be an opportunistic shitbag.
What does that have to...
I'm saying in our current legal climate, our current opportunistic climate in this country...
Like nobody's going to court over this anymore anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I'm saying, telling me in all of these instances, the thought that one person went, oh, shit, somebody with a large bank account just sexually assaulted me.
Okay, so how many
people... I'm gonna get paid.
How many people are acceptable? If Bill Cosby raped five people, would that be okay with you?
No, you have a point. We get that. We're just saying.
If you rate four
I'm
people,
I'm just saying.
Shut up.
How about three?
Even one.
I'm saying that it's so easy to get somebody to write you a check now in our current legal climate. How come they didn't?
This is not a legal issue. The statute of limitations has passed. It's not a legal issue. Nobody's going to court over this. Nobody can do shit.
My whole thing is, how come they weren't concerned when it could have been a legal issue? I guess that's my giant question. How come you weren't concerned with
because
this?
Because it was one person going up against somebody that everybody loved. It was.
But you're talking it's just one. It's not just one.
Yes, it was. Every one of these happened in a bubble between Bill Cosby and that person.
But this isn't the first we've heard of it.
Yeah. And when we heard about it before, it was, one person claims. It's only until people connected the dots and realized the pattern of behavior that everybody came forward on this. There was a multitude of reasons why any one person didn't come forward. You're thinking about this like Bill Cosby went into a room of 17 women and raped them all in one night, and they all collectively agreed to keep their mouths shut about it. These are all separate incidents
saying,
that happened
just
in their
one,
own
just
bubble.
One, but if it's been just one every couple of years for the last 20 years,
it wasn't though.
Maybe after the first few, bunch of people would start going, "Hey, there's a pattern here." I mean, I'm not doubting anything. I'm just, I'm timing an execution. I guess is my whole issue with a lot of this.
So look, you keep saying this like you're skeptical. The only thing to be skeptical here of is whether it happened or not.
True.
Okay. So did it happen?
More than likely, yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm a firm believer in 17 times.
Right. So why does that even?
But why is it just my? Why are you concerned? Why would you? That's a very serious crime. Is my whole thing. Why wouldn't you be concerned when it happened? I don't know, if I woke up and thought I'd been sexually assaulted, I'd fucking think it's a pretty big deal. Call me crazy. If I woke up with a sore butthole.
There is probably even less instances of male-on-male rape reported than there are of male-on-female rape. That's probably one that people, that most people don't want to come forward
on. I'd at least go to a doctor and be like, can we figure out what happened? Not a cop, at least a doctor. Because they can't tell anybody. You could figure out what happened, and it could be between you and your doctor.
But that, right, exactly.
So why didn't they do that? Because
who says
now they
did?
Could bring these doctors forward.
Who says
forward?
They didn't? Who, the only reason you would know about it is if they went to the press or sued them over it, and then it would be all over the place. You would only tell your doctor because you don't want to see your name on a website with a caption that says, I think I was raped in the butt. Even if it was true and you thought that would...
Not for somebody with a big bank account, maybe.
I don't know.
Like, if it already happened, can't change the past, can change the future. I don't know. It's the way I think about things.
There you go. I'm sure there's a lot of women who were raped by Bill Cosby who told themselves the same thing, too. It happened. You can't change it. What do they have to benefit? Yes, possibly millions of dollars if they successfully sued him.
No, there's a
but
lot
what would
that
it
they've
take?
Taken the payout.
What would it take? What would it actually take to go
but
through that process?
My question, I guess, too, is with those people. If you were in a position to take the payout, why didn't you just keep going?
Because the payout is... You
wouldn't
know how they make these deals?
Wouldn't you want this man convicted?
We're going to keep this out of the courts. We're going to give you money directly, and you're going to sign this thing that says you keep your mouth shut. Otherwise, you lose all this money.
You have an option to go, no, fuck you. No, I don't want to do that. I want to keep going because you fucking raped me. I guess that's like big question I have.
Okay.
Why didn't you just, you have the option.
God forbid you're ever raped. Let's see how you feel about
you
it if you're in that situation.
Yeah, but say it. You could tell your lawyer, no, tell them to go fuck themselves. I want to see this asshole in jail. Mm-hmm. I don't want his money.
Right, because you're going to champion the cause for everybody else. That's a lot to put on one person.
You're already in court for it. You've gone that far. Finish what you started. If you've went and gotten a lawyer, if you've went and served this man, if you are in litigation with Dr. William H. Cosby, fucking whatever, keep going. Fucking to me, taking
He's not
the
a doctor.
Yeah, he is.
What?
He is a doctor. He actually is a doctor. It's like education
What's his doctorate
or some shit. It's not
okay.
like medical. He's not a medical doctor. He's got a PhD. But no, to me, taking a payout in a lawsuit is like dropping out of fucking high school in April of your senior year. Fucking keep going. If they're in a position to write, if they want to write a check to you, you got their back to the wall. They know they're going to lose if they want to write you a check. Keep going.
If we were talking about some kind of personal injury suit or something, or defamation or something like that, I might agree with
Sexual assault felt he could do serious time. You could put Dr. Cosby in jail. Like, keep going with it. If they want to write you a check, they know they're going to lose. Fuck you. I want you in jail. I don't want you to do this again. I think you should be punished for what you've done to me and several other people. But instead, you take a check.
You're awfully judgmental of people who have been raped.
If you're in court, isn't the whole reason you're there is you want justice? How is justice being served if you get a check?
Well, a check is an admission in some ways.
But not legally.
No.
You don't see any ramifications for your actions. They see financial ramifications.
I mean, they said in the article.
But they could, stay free. They can go home to their house and they can do it again. The same night, they can pull the same crime they just walked out of the court for because they wrote you a check.
The female that was quoted in the Time magazine article actually said that the money was an act of convenience and, quote, generosity. That was what her words were about it, which I get it. I understand it because he has the money, and it's kind of like, sorry about your bruised human spirit. Here you go. Here's some money. Have a good day. You know, I understand that, and I understand your point as well, Aaron. I guess as the mediator, I've become here.
Nobody's throwing blows after this podcast.
Yeah, no, man.
I have to have security escort me out again. But yeah, I don't know. I guess my thoughts on the whole thing is we'll see where it goes from here.
No, we won't.
We will.
This is it.
This is not the end of the road, dude. This is not
the end.
The
only court he's going to be tried in anymore is court of public opinion, and that's coming down pretty squarely on the side of you're a rapist.
Yeah, I mean, he is. Absolutely. I agree with you. I'm not doubting you. I'm not doubting the facts. I'm not doubting the quotes. I'm not doubting the, you know, the 2005 allegations or the early 90s. I'm not doubting any of it. Dude, I am disgusted by rape. Even in movies, like, I will throw up. I will walk out of a theater because of a rape scene. And, you know, they take shit too far. It's too publicly accepted. You know, when you know, I guess, like, drunk driving is no longer funny. You can't joke about that. It's disgusting. It's absolutely repugnant.
It is. Yeah. But
you can talk about rape as a funny joke, and I guess that's that. In our social life, it's been accepted.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for clicking. Thanks for liking. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for subscribing for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for telling a friend. I probably already said that, but that's how important it is because that's how podcasts work. We drop every Monday and Thursday. Check out all of the other shows on ChristopherMedia.net. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.